Hello, is this Wes Lane?
It sure is.
Oh, great. This is Tony Fournier, the Vocal Group Harmony website. I was in on the research with Amber.
Yeah, right. I'm really impressed.
So am I.
It's like something real is from the real past.
Yeah, it is.
A long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
And I was speechless when I opened my Christmas present. Amber was standing there watching me.
I know. She said she just loved the look on your face. Your face just lit up.
Really startled.
Oh, I have a question. Is it okay if I record this conversation?
Yes.
Okay, good, because it helps me a lot.
Okay.
Okay, very good.
I'm ready to go.
Okay, first of all, I want to congratulate you on your contributions to vocal group singing. I thank you for that.
Thanks.
Yes. Can we start right out from the Varsatones? Was that your first group? The Varsatones?
Yes, it was.
That's what I thought. That was about 1950.
Yes.
And you and the rest of the Varsatones, were you all from Cincinnati?
Yes, we were.
I have a photo here that lists the members' names. Can I just read them off and maybe you can verify them if you remember?
From my heart. John Ziegler.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Jack Garner.
Yep.
Barbara. I can't remember her last name.
Bush.
Butch.
Now, I have two different spellings on her name. Was it Bush or Butch? Because I have a B-U-S-C-H and a B-U-T-S-C-H. Do you remember which one was?
I'm not quite sure of that.
Well, either one will do. It's close enough. Okay, now, can you tell me?
My name was Lay at that time. The family name was Lay. And after I went to New York and I got married and everything, we changed the name from Lay to Lane.
Oh, legally. I see. Okay. I was wondering. I thought maybe it was Lane and you used Lay as your stage name. Yeah. But it was Lay to start with.
Now it's officially Lane. It's been that way for years, decades.
Oh, good. Good. I like that name, Wes Lane.
Yeah.
I do. I like it. Yeah. Can you tell me anything about how the Varsatones came about?
The Varsatones?
Yeah, the Varsatones. Were you the leader of the group?
No, I wasn't. John Ziegler, who was actually a young, very intelligent, very multifaceted guy. Mm-hmm. He was younger than us.
Okay.
Johnny, Jack, and I all went to the University of Miami.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool.
So that's where the varsity.
Even though you were from Cincinnati, you went to Miami, and you live near there, right? You live in the Miami area, don't you? Now,
I've lived here since 1957.
Oh wow! Okay.
So you see, I'm a Miamian now.
I guess you are. I'm just outside of Tampa.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I've been here for 9 years.
Well, how come you got into what you're into? With the groups?
Because it's a long-time passion. I grew up with vocal groups. Not with vocal groups, but with loving the music. No, I never sing. I don't play any instrument or anything, but I just love the music. I grew up in the 50s.
Uh-huh. Well, you grew up when the vocal groups were really hot.
They were, absolutely. And I loved all of them, all the popular ones. The rock and roll came in.
Yeah.
Which was pretty good for a while, and then for me it got a little too commercialized.
Yeah. But, well, I liked the time when everybody seemed to be getting into a vocal group.
Mm-hmm.
That was when the modern ears really were the modern ears, and then the freshmen came along, and then. I'll tell you a story. I was in New York and I was singing with, I was still singing. Somebody came in and said, I'm going to play a record for you. I want you to tell me the compliment of the group. I played the thing and I said, well, it sounds to me like there's two guys and two girls. He said,
uh-huh.
Nope. Okay. Three guys and a girl. Nope. I said, four guys and a girl. Nope.
Just four guys.
I said, will I give up? He says, oh, gosh.
Yeah, yeah, because they had the falsetto singing.
I thought it was the finest, most unique group I ever heard at that time.
And which one was that, the freshmen or the modern ears?
The High Lows.
The High Lows. Okay, I remember them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But in retrospect, as I look back on it, the freshmen were really, they're the ones that had all the really good hits.
Yeah, they did.
I guess they were the most popular of the
Probably the ones that had the most songs on the hit list.
All of the singers, the people who sang in vocal groups, all were just aghast with the High Lows and what they could do. The High Lows were more interested in the notes than they were the song. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and yes.
The freshmen liked the lyrics of the song. The mm-hmm. High Lows liked the notes of the song.
How did the Barcetones get together? Three knew each other, and then you found Barbara Bush?
Johnny Ziegler was putting together a group, and he had kind of a group. They hadn't done much. Their tenor could only sing on certain dates. They kept looking around for someone to back him up. Johnny heard about me and called me over and says, hey, we should try it. Come and sing with us. So I sang with him, and that was the end of the other guy. They let him go.
Good. So I figured you were a tenor. Now, Jack, was he a bass singer? What was John then, Ziegler?
John was the baritone, and Jack was the bass.
Yeah, okay.
That there wasn't any real deep notes, real low notes.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. And how did Barbara Bush come into the picture?
She was in the picture when I joined them.
Oh, I see. She was already there.
They had three parts, and the other guy was a come see, come saw.
Okay,
so,
I see.
And then they said to the other guy, that's it.
Very good for you.
Yeah.
That means you must have been very good.
Well, I want to tell you something. That combination of John, Jack, and we had a unique combination of voices. They were all a little bit of a soft huskiness, mm-hmm. and they blended together. It was the best blend of any group I ever sang with.
Wow.
They had a very soft, easy blending voice.
Did you guys ever have any records?
No, damn it.
Yeah, darn it, is right.
They get a record today. You could just pick up your phone and say, let's record this.
Okay. Then the next group was the Singing Winds, right? The Singing Winds?
We were on the road, and John was still enlisted in college. They still had him enlisted in college. He got a notification from the college that said, if you're not enrolled in this coming semester, then the Army will draft you. The war was, and so he had to go. We had to break up. He had to go home and enroll in college. So we left the band. And anyway, we left the band. But at that time, we were going to replace our lead singer. Barbara Bush was not allowed. Her parents wouldn't let her travel on the road with a bunch of guys. And so we picked up a girl named Lynn Tilton. Martha Tilton's cousin. Right. So we were impressed by that.
Yes.
And the best she ever sang was at our audition.
Wow.
We auditioned her, and that was the best she ever sang.
Oh, no, really? You guys had, with Ralph Flanagan, you guys had quite a few records on RCA Victor. Remember that? You had quite a few records issued on RCA Victor.
Well, the group that came after us.
Wasn't your group?
They wanted to call us the Singing Winds. Of course, we liked the Barcetones. We've had quite a following in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
People never listened to our act. We had a little singing act.
Mm-hmm.
We never listened to it. So the day we left, we sang it for the band, because by that time we knew the band. And they said, why didn't you guys do that on stage? And we said, because Ralph wouldn't let us.
but he never did?
Yeah. No, he never did. Here.
Not your group, but you did have another group then, all right? What, that was the same name, Singing Wind?
Okay, now, he evidently, after we left, we were going to replace Lynn Tilton with a girl named Chicken Hunt's Tomato Sauce commercial. Had a great voice. She was going to be our lead singer. Then we got the notification that John had to go back to college. So we left the band. We went home.
Uh-huh.
And she's the band.
And she stayed?
Oh, yeah.
With Ralph Flanagan?
This little girl stayed with Ralph Flanagan. She was good. Sessional voice. She did very well on her own.
Oh, okay. So you never did record with the Singing Winds then, yourself?
Yes. Oh, no. Not unless somebody, while we were on tour, Anyway, then after the band broke up, our group broke up and went home, John went back into school. I kind of floated around, and another group heard that I was no longer with the Barcelona's and asked me to come and sing with their group, the C-Notes.
Okay, so, that was Jane Griffith then, right?
That was with Mort Hillman.
Mort Hillman, yep.
Mort Hillman had, he was the leader of that group, the C-Notes.
In the article, it said you were the leader.
It said I was the leader?
That's what it said. It said here, let's see. The C-Notes of Cincinnati, et cetera, et cetera. According to Wes Lay, leader of the group.
Oh.
Well, I think you were the leader.
I never did get along with him very well, but and he got us to go to New York, and we went to New York, and we got on the Arthur Godfrey show.
Yes. Now that must have been 1952, right?
We did that thing with Tolly Dawn, so but we never quite made it.
Okay, and, you were on the Horace Height show. Remember Horace Height, the band leader?
I remember.
You were a jackpot winner, according to an article.
I'm trying to remember. I think the Horace Height show was something
might have been the Barcetone.
The very first thing that we got that was outside of our hometown.
Yeah, okay. So that was early.
Yeah, very early. Yeah.
Okay.
While I was in New York, I got into the scene. There was a group, and when I say group, I mean there was a nucleus of singers in New York that sang on, there must be 80 to maybe 100 singers in New York that sang in groups and backups and...
kind of like studio singers.
Yeah, studio singers.
Yeah.
And I had more fun with those guys. We'd get together and have parties and drink a little bit and sing a little bit. A lot of fun.
That's cool. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you remember your recording session, the C-Notes on Jubilee with Dolly Dawn?
I remember doing some... singing with her at a studio, but I didn't know that they actually produced a record on it. I wasn't the leader of the group.
Mm-hmm.
I was there singing.
You were there though, right?
There, yeah.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
It wasn't until I saw the record that I realized that they did record it, but I didn't pay any attention to it because I. Quite frankly, I didn't think that we did that well. I didn't think the song was that great.
Oh, yeah?
But I know the lyrics. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's going to be a great day.
Oh, no, that's not the one I'm thinking of. That one wasn't released, as far as I know.
I don't know. Mm. What was the thing we were talking about?
You're Not Worth My Tears.
Oh,
that. Was one side, and Be Anything But Be Mine was on the other side. This is on Jubilee.
Yeah. Well,
in 1952.
Neither one of those songs really hit me. You don't have to be in love with every song you sing.
No.
great day. That had a lot of zip to it, you know.
That was a good song at the time, yeah. That was done by several people. Now, do you remember Dolly Dawn herself?
Yes, I do. She was over the hump. She had been a very well-known singer.
She was. In the late 30s and 40s, she was very well-known.
And she was trying to make a comeback.
She was only 36, you know. Because she was very young when she started recording. When she recorded with you, she was only 36 years old.
Well, quite frankly, she looked older than that.
Yeah, right? Really?
I think she was in her 40s.
Yeah, okay.
Her hair was funny red.
She was born in 1916. And let's see, in 1952. Yeah, that would have been 36, yeah. Did you spend any time with her or anything? Or just do the song and that was it?
Other than the studio, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Around the piano or in the studio, either rehearsing or singing, yeah.
Okay.
And you remember
the session? That session? You remember it?
Do I remember the sessions?
Yeah, the session with her. So you did at least two songs, right?
What I'm saying is that we did a lot of singing and a lot of the singing in the studio. And so I don't know when they were recording. Every time you start to sing, this is it, you know?
Oh, I see.
So you do your best, but you don't know whether they're really recording or just trying to get you.
I see. Uh-huh. Well, do you remember specifically any other songs that you did? Other than Great Day and You're Not Worth My Tears and Be Anything But Mine?
No. We did another thing with Ray McKinley. Do you remember Ray McKinley?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well,
the big band leader.
We did a thing with him called Cow Cow Boogie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He was trying to make that a hit. I don't think it worked. We recorded that. I don't know if the recording went on or whether it died in the studio.
Sure, it would be nice to find something like that.
Really?
Yeah, I wish I could find it, but I'm probably long gone now.
Okay, yeah. Let's see. There was a song he was trying to catch up on. There was a song at the time that was a pretty good hit.
Mm-hmm.
He came up with Cow Cow Boogie, kind of capitalized on that genre.
I think that's one that Ella Fitzgerald did with the Ink Spots.
Oh, really?
I think so. Cow Cow Boogie. I think that's one of them that she did.
I don't know. Cow Cow Boogie.
I think so.
Another one of those songs that I didn't like at all. I mean,
it had a nice beat. Had a good beat to it.
Don't forget, Rosemary Clooney almost cried when they told her she had to sing Come On To My House. She said, I hate this song.
Oh.
Down in my house, on my house. Mm-hmm. That made her a hit. So you never know. Something you don't like, the public might love.
Yeah, well, it was a big hit, so what can you say?
Yeah.
What can you say? When you were with the Varsatones,
yeah,
I have a note here about a TV quiz show, Get On The Line.
Oh, yeah.
WLW television? It was a television show?
That was George Clooney's father, Vic Clooney.
Really?
Yeah, he ran that show.
Oh.
It's in Covington on the radio show. WLW.
Was it just radio or was it TV? Because I have a note it was on TV. Or was it just radio?
I believe it was WLW-T,
which I thought was TV.
It was Grant. What was his name? Peter Grant. Did they say TV or radio?
It said TV. TV quiz show.
Okay, then it was.
but you don't remember being on TV.
Oh, yeah. We were on that show for a
You were on several times, I think, right?
Oh, we were on the whole summer.
Oh, okay. And you were singing, right? You sang?
Oh, yeah. We were singing, we were on the whole summer, and we never repeated a song.
Now, was the idea that you would start singing a song and then somebody would have to guess what the title is? I'm just guessing that, but was that the idea, Get on the Line?
No, it was I don't know what the Get on the Line.
It was a quiz show, supposedly.
People, when they'd call in, you would talk to him, you know? Talk show. He was very personable. That's, I met Betty Clooney and Rosemary, primarily Betty. Rosemary didn't hang. She was already becoming a star.
So she was a big star. By 1950.
Betty Clooney was always around because Nick Clooney was her uncle, you know?
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Small world. Really?
And so many times I've said, gee, I ought to write a note. I wonder if you'd ever get it. I wrote a note to Nick Clooney and tell him that we were the group that was with Grant. But who cares?
Is he still around? Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah. And he's a good-looking man. I wonder where George Clooney is to be good-looking. His father is a man good-looking.
Nick, N-I-C-K, Clooney?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, yeah, George Clooney is a very good-looking guy.
Yeah.
That's me, vocalgroupharmony.com. And I have this webpage for your Jubilee record, which I'm going to be updating with a lot of this information that Amber and I collected. And this phone conversation will be added to this webpage. Great. It's been so great talking with you, Wes. And maybe if you don't mind, I'll call you back sometime.
Any time, Toby.
You can call me if you think of anything else. And I really enjoyed this conversation. It was very interesting.
I got you. Okay, Toby.
Okay. Thanks, Wes.
This was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure for me.
Thank you very much for helping Amber. Well, I'm glad there's somebody like you that follows the harmony group.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it alive a little bit, back to the 50s and earlier.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, and a pleasure here. Thank you, Wes.
Keep in touch.
Okay, I will. Okay, bye now.